have joining me at the podium three of the students from Illinois who attended USLAM. I'm assuming that I have Kevin Cuthbertson, and forgive me if I got your name wrong, Alyssa Henson, and I'm sure that I can handle Katie Lynham by now. Have I got all three of you up here? Very good. You can decide what order you'd like to speak in. There's a podium mic where I am, or there's a table mic over by you. Whichever you prefer is fine. And they're going to tell us about their experiences at USLAM. Tell us especially what you took away and took home with you, if you could. Who's going to go first? Any, meeny, miny, moe? Is that Katie or Alyssa? I'm sorry, Katie. I don't know the voice. All right, Katie Lynham is going to volunteer to go first. So without further ado, here's Katie.
Okay, my name is Katie Lynham. I am from Rochester High School. I am 17, and this summer I attended my second USLAM. And I was thrilled to get to go back again for my second USLAM. I had a blast the first time. I was lucky enough to get my first choice in tracks this year, which I chose forensics, which was a blast. We got to learn about bones, and we had to identify if it was human or animal by telling if you hit it against the edge of a table, one was hollower than the other. We also got to figure out if it was human or adult or child by the density and the length. Then we also had to figure out if it was male or female by if it was longer or if it was like a leg bone, if the ball to go into the hip was a certain size. We also figured out age. If it was a child, we could figure out about how old they are to months. We also got to map. We had to map a room, and then we had to go outside and map different evidences that were around the tree and courtyard area. Also, at the end of the week, we had to put everything together, and we had a mock crime scene, which was we had a room, and there was bullets and evidence and shoe prints that we had to all – we had to map it, take it back to our room, and then figure out if who – did it, and what they used to commit the crime. Other than the track, we also had short sessions and different social activities. The first night we were there, we had a bag with spaghetti and tape, string, and a marshmallow. We had to create a tower as high as we could, and we only had a meter of tape and string and 20 uncooked pasta noodles, and they had to support a marshmallow on top. My pod won by 6 inches, and we kind of did an Eiffel Tower effect with a teepee kind of mixed together to hold the marshmallow. Also, the second night we were there, I was in a murder mystery track, mini track, that was amazing. I met so many new people there and had a blast doing it. Also, it was kind of cool to know that my brother was killed, and I didn't do it. Yes, I was Gabby Becker. I was a popular know-it-all. Yeah, I knew everything, and everyone paid me for information, and they voted me best actress for the night.
Oh, yeah, you did, and I was that little snob, Dolly Dan.
I also went swimming and met a lot of new people there, too. We also had short sessions, which we got to play with Lego cars from Virginia Tech, and they were blindfolded, and we went through a course, and that was really cool. We also got to give ideas about the blind driver's car, and they talked to us, and we gave them ideas about future improvements and how they can do different things like streetlights and signs and knowing where you are. Also, probably one of the highlights for me was we went to National Center, and we got to actually ride in the car driven by a blind person, which I thought was amazing. We went around the block, and I was kind of scared at first, but it was good. It was fun. I also changed a tire, which was kind of difficult, but I did it. We also had a lot of fun, and I also got to meet a lot of new people and I got to use a whole lot of training techniques and walking around the college campus and the airports that I had to go to. And I had a blast, and I am so glad I went, and I learned that there's a lot of jobs that I can do in math and science and even forensics, which I never thought I could do. And I was glad, and I hope to go back as a mentor next time. And that's it.
Hi, I'm Alyssa Henson, and I am from Dunlap. I attended Youth Slam 2011. It was my first time, so a little bit of an experiment. The track that I was in was nanoscience, and we got to do a lot of cool things with, you know, nanoparticles, as nanoscience is the science of making things smaller. You know, that's like how a lot of today's cell phones and iPods and laptops and things came into existence, because of this nanoscience. We got to do a really cool experiment where we took the average of, like, ourselves, our podmates and mentors, and we averaged them and divided it by 10 into a little clay model out of modeling clay and pipe cleaners. And then we had to try and scale it down again, and it was teeny, 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 tiny. We would have had to do it 7 more times, I think, to get it down to the size of nanoparticles. So that was kind of a fun little experiment to try. I also got to participate in a few other interesting things. I had to dissect a shark, which I thought it was totally gross. I was like, I want to do this. So I was a little skeptical about that, but it was kind of cool just to say, you know, hey, I can do it at least. At our science, you know, we had the science contest at the end of the week, and we had a really cool display going. It was one of the things we had studied was, you know, you can use kind of a microscope probe to investigate atoms and stuff. So we set up a kind of a, what we called the cane challenge, where we had like different sized balls that represented the atoms so people could kind of probe them and see how that works. And so, yeah, that was kind of our catch, you know, to come to the nanoscience table for the cane challenge. And, of course, it was a little challenging because they were saying, okay, if you're not showing someone something, you know, be yelling for people to come over. And I had lost my voice that time, so I'm nanoscience this way. And even a couple weeks later, one of my friends was like, that was you? I thought it was a mentor. I was like, nope, I guess I just sounded that bad. And we got to go, and like Katie said, the murder mystery, she was in my group, and actually I made another really good friend there who, you know, it's really funny because she happened to be the murderer. And yes, like I was saying, I was the little snob dolly dancer. I was Miss Popular Homecoming Queen and everything, which I've been to homecoming, but no queen for me. So that was kind of fun. And then we went to the NFB Center. That was really a lot of fun. And I enjoy getting to ride in the blind driver car. You know, while I was sitting in the car, I texted my dad and I was like, yeah, I'm sitting in a car that the blind driver car. And he's like, a blind person's driving. He didn't know what it was all about. So I had to explain that one to him. And I also enjoyed, you know, visiting the Independence Market and the International Braille and Tech Center at the NFB Center. That was a really cool experience to get to see all those things. And, you know, it was just a really cool experience in general, getting to make friends and see a lot of cool things, do a lot of cool things. And I want to go back as a mentor in a couple of years. And, well, that concludes what I have to say.
My name is Kevin Cuthbertson. I'm from Villa Park in the western suburbs of Chicago. I'm 17 years old, and I go to Edison Trail. Then Youth Slam was fun, which, the first night we did get to build We did get to build towers with marshmallows, which, a little reminder out there, is my pot came in second place. And the track I was in was robotics, which me and technology are not the best of friends. But we got to work with, like, robotic stuff, like with robots, and we got to use sensors, and we did little derbies, like, on the first day with robots, see who would push who out of the ring, which, again, we came in second place with my pod. Other things we did is, yes, I was in the murder mystery as well. I was kind of the crazy math teacher who was making bribes off the football coach to keep a certain student's grades up. So I was totally making the moolah here and there. Other things is, yes, we did. I did swimming, and also I did the blind driver's challenge, and I was in the car, which I don't remember much of, so I'd say. And then last night was pretty fun. Got to dance on the floor and everything with the DJ. You know, got to dance with some girls here and there. Yeah, go me. And also I did the shark dissection, which, yeah, one might think it's gross, but to me it was pretty cool getting to see the inside of a shark. All the guts and juices and all that.
You'll be eating soon, man. Remember that.
I can make you lose your appetite now. Okay. That's pretty much all that I have to say. And also I have to say is Youth Slam was fun. It was my first time. I would like to go back, but I can't.
You can be a mentor.
Because 18 is the age limit, Mom.
Not for mentors.
Well, besides for mentors. I could go back as a mentor.
Now, see, I can dance, so I was up here dancing. I can't sing, but I can dance. Questions, comments? And I'll repeat the questions into the mic for you.
Everardo here?
Everardo. Mr. Gamino. By the way, people who are new parents, this is probably our longest standing family is Nellie and Everardo Gamino. The first time they came to a convention, they were the only set of parents we had here. Very different this year. Go ahead, Everardo.
What's the initial age for kids to go to
High school. So, you know, if you're Alex's not quite there. He can do Junior Science Academy next year. He's coming to junior high. We're getting there. You're welcome. Other questions? Edwin. No, Alex is not the first student. We have some kids in this affiliate that are what we call NFB brats, as in Army brats, NFB brats. I was chapter president, and I remember bringing my kids to meetings and conducting them with one of them in a front pack. So I think Julie and John have them beat. And there are some others, but.
How do you sign up?
Now, how'd you sign up? I'm not sure how we do that.
Any one of you can take it, but do it with a mic.
So I went online and on the website, and I just filled in the information. And then you either get selected or put on a waiting list. And then you, as it gets closer, you get to sign up for what track you want to be in, and then you get to sign up for what sort short sessions and what social activities you want to do. So it's kind of just a gradual thing online.
Now remind me what the tracks are again. Which ones?
There was engineering, forensics, journalism, okay. Chemistry, robotics, nanoscience, space, biology, computer science, nanoscience.
Was there journalism?
Yeah, she said. I said journalism.
Okay. I think there was a
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Any other questions? They were great. Give them a hand. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. One thing that I really want to emphasize is many of these programs have limited admission. So, A, apply early and be detailed. And, B, don't be afraid to apply again. Okay? It's just like our scholarship program. You don't necessarily get in the first time around. It's definitely worth reapplying for.